Let's say his friend is selling items, selling wine. He could say to him, fill me from that kli. Now, this kli that he's referring to, the Rav explains, it can even be a kli that's set as a backup to be used to measure things. So in other words, let's say the kli is a cup that's the size of one log. That's what it holds. That's the volume it holds. He could tell his friend, please fill that up for me, without mentioning the actual measurement of the log. And Taisyantav brings the Gemara that this is because it's not normally the derech of people when they sell things or buy things, actually, to say, can I have from that kli? You would say, I need a log of wine or whatever it is. So since it's not the way that they would normally speak during the week, it's okay to do this on Yontif. And the Rav explains, even if this kli was a backup and it was going to be used later if something else broke, if one of the actual measuring cups that the sellers would use would break, it would use this. Nevertheless, if it wasn't designated yet, it could still be used. Avaloi b'mido, but you cannot use the kli that was designated to measure. Rabbi Yehuda Imerim Haya kli shel mido loy malen. Rabbi Yehuda says if the kli is a kli that's a measuring kli, even if he didn't designate it yet, he still should never use it to fill up on Yontif. The Rav says Allah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Mishnah continues. Ma'ase b'Abishol ben Batnas shayim emali midoysov me'erv Yontif. Abishol ben Batnas was a big Talmud Chacham, and he also was a merchant. And he would fill up his measuring utensils for the things he would sell before Yontif, and then he would give to the buyers on Yontif. Like the Rav explains, because he did not want to measure items on Yontif. Abishol Omer, Abishol said, this is not Abishol ben Batnas, this is a different Abishol. He said, Af b'moed oisekein b'pnei beiruri hamidus. Even on Chol HaMoed, Abishol ben Batnas did this because of beiruri hamidus. Meaning, even though there's no isser, there's no issue of measuring on Chol HaMoed, Abishol even did this the night before on Chol HaMoed too, not just before Yontif, he did this even before Chol HaMoed. Bibnei Beirurei Midas means, because he didn't want to deal with figuring out measurements during the day on Chol HaMoed. And this has nothing to do with isser, this has to do with wasting time during the day because of Bittul Beis HaMedrash, because on Chol HaMoed nobody was working and they were coming to ask him shilas. But still people needed things for the tzarech of the Moed and sometimes the second days of Yontif. So he wouldn't be spending the day measuring out his items that he was going to sell. He did it at night also, before Chol HaMoed. Chum said that Abishol did this, forget about Chol HaMoed, he even did this during the rest of the year, during the week. Because when he did it at night, and the kalim were, let's say, turned upside down, so what happened was, is let's say the buyers would give the kalim to Abishol to fill up, so he wanted to make sure he didn't steal from them, so he was very careful that he would, the night before, let's say he was selling them oil, he would have the mida, which is the jar, let's say, that he used to measure things, he would have it turned upside down all night so that every drop of oil would go into the person's kli, so he wouldn't be stealing, and he would be giving him exactly what the guy was trying to buy. And finally, the Mishnah ends, Hoylich Adam Etzel Chenvani, a regular slow person can go to his Chenvani, the shopkeeper that he's accustomed to going to, and he says to him, V'omerlo, Tainli Beitzim V'gozim B'minyan, give me, let's say, a dozen eggs or a dozen walnuts. You know, a minion, a specific amount. Shekein derech balabais lios mona betoch beso. Because even if he wasn't buying something from him, the way of talking like this is the way that if a person would borrow something from his friend, he would also say something like this. That a balabais would count in his own house. Meaning, can I borrow a dozen eggs from you? So just the fact that you mention the amount is not speaking derech mekach u'memkar. That's the only thing that's usher on Yontif. The actual purchasing, as long as you pay after Yontif, you can go and take the item on Yontif, as long as you don't mention that it's for a sale, or the other conditions as well that you can't speak about on Yontif.